Cyprus causes alarm around the world.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Allianz, providing travel insurance and assistance to over 9 million Americans through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day, and we will start with a check of the markets. They are lower this morning on Wall Street. The Dow down 63 points or 0.4% at 14,450. The Nasdaq down 0.7% and same with the S&P 500. European markets also lower this morning on news out of Cyprus. In order to get a bailout from the EU, the country agreed over the weekend a tax up to 10% on all bank deposits, meaning they'll just lop that money off the top before anyone has a chance to withdraw it from the bank. Marketplace's Stephen Beard joins us live from the European desk in London. And Stephen, it sounds like that 10% could actually be watered down before the banks in Cyprus reopen.
Yes, the terms of the bailout, this one-off tax, as you say, has sparked a lot of anger in Cyprus. The terms are likely to be softened in order to get the measure through Parliament when it votes on the package tomorrow. But investors are clearly worried about this, the fact that for the first time in the European debt crisis, people's savings will be used to bail out the banks. That's worried people that bank depositors in other Eurozone countries might take fright and pull their savings out of their banks for fear of getting slapped with a savings tax too. And there are also worries that the Cypriot bailout may not go through because it's so unpopular, and Cyprus might then be ejected from the Eurozone. So after a long period of calm, the Eurozone debt crisis appears to be back on the agenda.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. And let's get analysis now from here in this country. Julia Coronado is chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas, and she's with us live. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so Julia, Stephen mentioned this is about a country that is not very big, but it's causing ripples all around the globe. Why is this causing such concern around the world?
Well, as Stephen mentioned, it is the concern that you get a bank run developing in a country that does matter, perhaps Spain or Italy, as we know that those countries do need some extra resources down the road. And there's the fear that a bank haircut, a cut on deposits, a tax on deposits would be part of such a deal. That's very unlikely, but that's the fear.
Well, doesn't this whole idea, and it's a new one in the debt crisis, go against the theory that if you want to keep people confident in the banking system, you at least, at the very minimum, would want them to think that their deposits are safe?
Right. At face value, this might seem like a crazy move by the IMF and European finance ministers. But keep in mind that bank assets in Cyprus are something like 700% of GDP. The reason that's the case is that it is a tax haven for Russian investors. So there is a lot of pushback to bailing out Cyprus. It's a very bitter pill for French and German taxpayers to swallow that they should be bailing out Russian investors. So it seems crazy, but there's some difficult politics behind this.
Well, we'll have to see what happens over the next several days. Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas, thanks as always.
It's a pleasure.